Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the family farms cutting costs.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. Since the beginning of the U.S. and Israel war on Iran, the rise of fuel prices has affected many industries in different ways. But in the tri-state area of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, family-owned produce farms are tapping into affordable practices to keep expenses low. Danny Villarreal Martinez with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU reports.
Like anywhere else, when you shop at a local farmer's market, you look for the best deal. And it may seem like farmers are competing with each other for your business.
Tomato plants, $5.
Organic tomatoes for $5.50 a pound.
Lettuce comes in two sizes. We have a small for $5, a large for $9.
$4 each.
Kale for $4 a bunch.
Kale, collard, Swiss chard are each $5 a bunch.
But the recent surge in fuel costs has also raised the price of goods. And that has some farmers cutting costs anywhere they can in hopes they don't have to raise prices. Sarah Finney and her husband run Finney Family Farm, a one-acre produce farm in Vivi, Indiana. This year, they paid about $100 more than last year for garlic seeds, the highest annual jump in costs they've seen. And that's not all.
Even things like plastic bags, produce bags, you know, that we have to put things in, and everything has just gone up.
And it's not just seeds and other tools. Soil, a major expense for farmers, has gone up as well. Jim Lowenberg from Running Creek Farm in Mount Healthy, Ohio, helps organize a bulk soil order once a year. Now they've increased to include up to 30 farmers.
By ordering together, we can save on shipping costs, we get some bulk rate discounts rather than buying individual bags, we can get it by the pallet full.
To save on seeds, some farmers trade their own, grown from their crop, rather than buying new. Finney has taken part in this trading and says she saved seeds from last season.
We just saved a bunch of sweet potatoes from last year and started our own sweet potato slips so that we essentially have a much less expensive crop. It literally saved us like hundreds of dollars.
This method of saving is called seed growing. Katie Chase is a specialized seed grower in Florence, Kentucky, and organizes seed trading among farmers across the three states.
The idea being that they were seeds that were grown by the growers, not just like extra from seed packets they had purchased.
Chase says the trading started as an informal email list and spreadsheet. Now, she is slowly working with farmers in the Ohio River Valley to make a business out of local seed growing. Supporting each other on a local scale is not impossible for family farms in Greater Cincinnati. Grant Gardner, agricultural economist at the University of Kentucky, says larger farm supply companies have accumulated a lot of debt, which means prices from national suppliers are not going down.
Any support you can pick up is going to be beneficial, and anything you can do to cut costs even a little bit is going to help that bottom line.
While the economy is not in great shape for them, many local farmers have noticed another silver lining in rising prices. The cost of everything has gone up. Finney sells at the Covington Farmers Market in Northern Kentucky. She's almost doubled her sales compared to last year in just the first month. She doesn't exactly know why, but she can guess.
You know, if produce is this expensive at Kroger, I might as well go try to find it locally. Maybe there's just a shift in, people wanting cleaner food.
Running Creek Farm sells at the Northside and Hyde Park Farmers Markets in Cincinnati. Lowenberg says he's noticed the same thing.
In general, there's more support for the local food economy. It can be a little more expensive. It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
In Demossville, Kentucky, the cost of blueberries at Brightstar Acres U-Pick Farm is up 50 cents over last year. But even so, people are still coming to pick. On the first day of the season, families of all kinds make their way down the blueberry patches, filling their buckets.
Can we make blueberry cobbler?
Co-owner Vince Lovelace says he's not surprised at the turnout.
If you can raise produce and sell it at an affordable price, good, clean produce, the people, they'll show up and they buy it, whether it's down at the farmer's market or, direct sales off the farm.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Danny Villarreal Martinez in Greater Cincinnati.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.